fundamental elements of our religion.
Yes. For sure, over here.
What? Ramban begins with the following comment. Ramban says, "V'nichtva parsha azos." This is a hakdama that Ramban writes in the opening to Parsha Vayishlach. He says, "V'nitna nichtva parsha azos lodia." This parsha was written to teach us. Ki yitzil hakadosh baruch hu es avdo ugaolam yachazik mimeno. That should immediately, by the way, remind you of something in Adavin, which is. Correct. Arvik, what we say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Gaal Yisrael. And that literally, according to the Ramban, refers to whom? Yisrael being Yaakov Avinu. Generally, we don't interpret it like that. Generally, we turn Kipod Hashem as Yaakov, who Gaal Yachazik Yimenu, Baruch Atah Hashem, Gaal Yisrael, refers to all of Yisrael. But the Ramban clearly understood it, and we can't simply be understood as referring specifically to Yaakov Avinu. I continue. Vayishach Malach Vayatzileu. And the Malach was sent to save Yaakov Avinu. Which Malach are we talking about? It says here, a Malach was sent to save Yaakov Avinu. Which Malach? If I may ask? Which Malach are we talking about? Where does the Malach appear? What's the Ramban talking about?
The one that's used in the Gemara.
So if you have I don't have the Chumash with me. I have it downstairs there, but you'll take a look at the moment in paragraph of Beis.
When it says that Yaakov sent a Malach?
Oh, 1 second, yes. 1 second. Take a look at paragraph of Beis. Pasuk. No, I'm in paragraph of Beis. The Malach that can only be referred to here is not found over here. At least I don't think so. The only makkah that I know for this malach that Ramban is talking about should be in Bamidbar. Where is it? Bamidbar Perichav Pasuk Tezayit. That's the only time in the Torah that I'm familiar with such a pasuk. It says, "Vanitzak al Hashem v'ishma koleinu," but it's talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, who sent Malachim to Melech Edom. And he told Melech Edom, you know all the travail that we've underwent, and he told him about Mitzrayim. "Vanitzak al Hashem v'ishma koleinu," we cried out to Hashem, "V'ishlach Malach," and he sent the Malach, "V'yotzienu mi-Mitzrayim," and he took us out of Egypt. So the Rashi says over there that we're referring to whom? Moshe Rabbeinu. He's the Malach. So what is Ramban talking about? Ramban says Hashem saved his servant Ugalam Yalchazim Yimenu by Yishlach Malach Vayatzileu. He sent the Malach to save him. The only pasuk that I'm familiar with that has this text is the pasuk in Bamidbar, Perakav Pasuk Tazayin. That's talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the Malach who sent to redeem Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim. So what is Ramban talking about? He says here, "Vayishlach Malach Vayatzileu." Okay, this needs attention. This Ramban is bothering me for years. I don't know what to do with it. I'm not interested in talking about the Ramban right now, but I'd like to discuss, maybe I'll get back to it in a second. I continue the Ramban. He reads further. "Ulabdenu Ohu comes to teach you, Shehulo Batach Mitzikaso, Yaakov Avinu did not rely upon his own righteousness, Vishtalo Vatzolo Bechol Yecholto." And he made every effort to go ahead and save himself. "The Yesh Ba'od Remez Ladoro," it also has a remez for all generations. "Kikoshet Eirav Avinu Ameis Avachim Rabiud," whatever happened to Yaakov Avinu and his brother Esav, "Yeral Al-Tamid and B'nai Esav," it's going to happen to us with the children of Esav. I mean, this of course is what's known as what principle? The Rabban has enunciated it already a number of times. Correct. "Maisa Abbasim Al-Dabanim," he said it many times. And the Ramban continues, "V'roi lo lechos v'dakos shol tzadik." So therefore, what he did, that's what we should do. His itinerary is our itinerary. Namely, shenazmin atzmeinu l'shol shadvarim, shehizmin hu esatzma. We should prepare ourselves for the three things that he prepared himself. Namely, tzvila, u'ledorom, u'lehatzalam, v'derech mulchama, livrach u'linatzel, kvarov avasinu ha-remez hazem, ha-pasha azos, kasher asgir. So in this Ramban, there are four yisodos that I would like to discuss. Yes.
How is separating the camps preparing for war? It just seems to be preparing to run away.
I will discuss it.
Oh.
Isn't that what I'm supposed to do here? That's what I want to do. So I want to discuss four. If you look at the Ramban carefully, you see essentially there are four, so we say, significant lessons that the Ramban has over here. Lesson number one is that the Almighty Hashem Yisbarach was Mashkiach over Yaakov, and he saved him miyad chazik b'menu. How? By sending some sort of a malach to save him. That is an issue that needs some elucidation. Number two, the Ramban says, Yaakov Avinu did not rely on his righteousness, but rather he had to engage in what's known as ishtablus. Ishtablus b'derech hateva. That's yisod number two. Yisod number three in the Ramban is that ma'aseh avasim levanim. That this is essentially a precursor of what's going to happen in the relationship between Yaakov and Bnei Esav in future generations, or between Am Yisrael and Zarah Shel Esav. That's what this parsha is, a paradigm for what will happen in the future. And item number four, that one has to follow the tactics of Yaakov Avinu, just as he prepared himself. The Ramban says, Rashi quotes this, of course, L'dorim L'tfilu L'melchama. It's found three times in Chumash, that three people prepare themselves for Dorim L'tfilu L'melchama, if you will. And who are those three people? Where do we see these three models of this Dorim L'tfilu L'melchama? One is Yaakov Avinu, two is, and three is, and it's all based on one language, which Chazal saw an analogy. If you think about it, and just towards the end of the Shia, maybe we will once again see if you learn Rashi on Chumash. But now let's go through each one of these, and the first I want to ask a simple question. Vayishlach malach vayatzileu, let's say the second. I'm not going in any order. The first is that Hashem saved Yaakov Avinu, yes, through a malach, correct? I have a very simple question, and this is based on another Ramban. A Ramban at the beginning of Vayetze, which I assumed, I don't know if you see the Ramban, it's Chaf Ches Yudbeis, last page, okay, look in Chaf Ches Yudbeis, I have a steer in the Ramban that I want to begin with. This is a steer in the Ramban. Ramban writes over here, he's describing the Chalom of Yaakov, the Chalom that we just read about this past Shabbos. I just want to read the beginning of the Ramban. He says, Hero b'chalom ha-nevuah. Everyone have it on page 4? Again, thanks to Yossi for all of the Xeroxing in the Ramban and putting it all together. I appreciate it very much. Hero b'chalom ha-nevuah. It says, Kiko anasa v'aretz, nasa ayah malachim. Everything that's done here, the Ramban says, is done now through malachim. V'akol b'gzeras el yad aleyem. Any malach who is sent on a mission will not do anything till he comes back. It means they have to report back to their, shall we say, to the one that sent them. And then the Ramban continues and he writes further. The next paragraph, the hero, I'm skipping a little bit. Kihu Yisbarach Nitzav al Sulam, Hashem is on top of the ladder, Matzichu le Yaakov, he's promising Yaakov, Haftav al Gdova, Lodiya Shehu lo Yiyya Biyala Malachim. Look what the Ramban says. That Yaakov Avinu is not going to be what? He will not be, his life will not be directed by Malachim, but rather, whom will direct his affairs?
Hashem himself.
Correct. Abu Yiyya Chilak Hashem Yiyya Imo Tomi. Ramban says that Yaakov Avinu, by the way, where do we say this? In the Davide. Anyone have any clue? That we say in the Davening, the Yaakov Avinu is directly under the Hashkoch of Hashem Yisbarach. Anyone remember the Pasuk? Yaakov Chevel Nachalosa. He is the Nachal of Hashem, so the Ramban interprets it. And the Ramban writes, V'ye imo tamen, Hashem will be with him constantly. K'mo shenema, v'ine anochi imoch u'shmatzich v'chal Hashem telech. Ki ma'alosa g'dola v'shara tzadikim. The Ramban says that the status of Yaakov is greater than that of other tzadikim. Because other tzaddikim, what does it say in Tehillim? Tzaddik Aleph, Shenema Abayim, Ki Malach Abitzav Aloch, Lishmarach Abachol Dvachema. With reference to other tzaddikim, who directs the course of their affairs? The answer is Malachim. When it comes to Yaakov Avinu, who directs the course of his affairs? Hashem is Barach. So now I ask you, Astira the Ramban, I hope you don't mind, because I learned Ramban's Keseder. And the Ramban that we began with today, the Ramban said at the beginning of the Parsha Vayishlach, He told us that Yaakov Avinu was in effect saved by whom? By a malach. By Yishlach Malach Vayatzileyu. And the Rabban here writes in the Parshas Vayetze that Yaakov Avinu is different than all the other tzaddikim. He's greater than the other tzaddikim. Because Hashem is Baruch directly is in effect orchestrating his activities. An outright stira in the Rabban. You see the stira? It's right in front of you. So let's attempt to resolve this stira, and in the course of it, discuss the four yesodos that the Rabban mentions over here that I began with before. We said that a second yesod of the Rabban was that Yaakov Avinu did not rely on Hashem Yisbarach, but rather he was mishtadel b'chol yecholto. And this hanhoga is known in Chazal with what expression? That one has to be mishtadel, and one cannot somehow assume that my bitachon and Hashem Yisbarach is so great that I don't have to engage in any kind of mishtadlus. That's called the principle of Ensof Ha'ames. Thank you. And that principle the Ramban has discussed many, many times in Perash HaTorah. I just decided to go ahead and show you one or two places where the Ramban indicates this. First in Parshat Noach. Ramban and Parshat Noach.
On the same page,
thank you.
On
that page, okay. Ramban, take a look at Vayetze, the same page, on top of the page. Ramban writes in Perek Vav, Pasuk Yutes, the Torah here is describing why Noach had to work so hard for 120 years to build a table so large, when in reality, ultimately, he's going to have to rely on what? On a nest. What's the nest? That all the Balichai will be able to enter into the table. So why did the Ramban ask, why did he go ahead and work so hard to build such a table? You know the Ramban? Berak Vav, it's on top of page 4. Should I read it quickly? Yes. We call Basu Yadua ki achayos v'abas ma'ot, there are many chayos, umen gedolos ma'ot, kfeilin, gureimin, kepilin, not kfeilin, kepilin, what's a peel?
Elephant.
Have elephants, you have reimin, what are reimin?
Is it like unicorns or something?
Unicorns, wow, you're on top of things. Va'remes or omeis al haaretz rabbon, all kinds of crawling creatures, Gabriel Pashamai, meaning Rav and Milan Bispar without any number, Kimoshav Rav Asenu, Mea Versa, meaning of the Samea, Mishma Bisa, Kabula Minayahim, will all start Mea Bispar. We're talking about numbers that are beyond belief. Bine Yisar, Lavi Vikulam, Shalit Kamasa, he has to bring one of each in order that he should be able to propagate the species. The Chashay Tesla, the Kulam, Macha, Shirach, the Shavat Mima, enough food for 1 year for all of these, shall we say, for this incredible menagerie. Lo Tarka, Lo Sama Teva Azos. There's no way the Teva could possibly what? Encompass all of them. It's a miracle, said the Ramban. Hefzik, Muad, Esamaruba. Asked the Ramban, in case, in Tomar. So if that's the case, Yaser Tana, let him build a small little ark. Let him be Somechalanes. All of him is going to have to do what? Be Somechalanes anyway. So let him just build a small table. Why do you have to build such a large table? Says the Ramban, Ruah Hashem is Barach, Nasos, Gedola. No, Hashem decided to go ahead and have Noach construct a large table. That the people of his generation will see what he's doing, and they'll be obviously rather surprised. They'll begin to talk about it. All the papers will report what's happening. Number 1, maybe they'll do tshuva. It means it will be something that will stir up a lot of excitement, a lot of discussion. Rashi quotes it, but then the Ramban says what he says, and that is the Og, underline this, also Osa Gedola, Limay Vanes, what does Rabban say? To minimize the element of the miraculous. Kichena derach mechala nisim shabat Torah banabiyim, lasos mashabiyadol and lasos, vashar yi abinishamon. What does Rabban say? What is the derach HaTorah? Derach HaTorah is to minimize the miraculous, and basically to accentuate the hishtadlus that all of us are obligated to do. This is a klal gadol, and unfortunately today we sometimes are surrounded by people who seem to have forgotten this klal, very fundamental principle, which is the yisod of kol haTorah kula, kol haTorah. Let me just mention one more thing before you speak. You have another place I indicated that, I don't know if you had a chance to do that, in Bamidbar. I can show you about 10 places, but I decided one in Noach and one in Bamidbar is good enough. the Baraglim. What page? On page 2, thank you very much. On page 2, the Baraglim, which is found in Perek Gimel, Pasuk Beis, at the bottom of the page. Lower left hand corner, look at the Baraglim. He also, the Ramban, has a similar kind of explanation. Mana Kasav Ashvatim. This is the wrong Ramban. The Ramban that I'm looking for is the Gimel Pasuk Dalet, Pasuk Beis.
The Roshi watch is in here. Here
you go. Yeah, I have Ramban. I don't. Okay, I'll take the Ramban.
What is it? He's Gimel Pasuk Dalet.
I don't write Hebrew too well, and so it's my fault. No, no, it's my fault. I apologize. Here it says, I'll read it. The Ramban writes in Sipasha Shlach, it should be Perek Gimel Pasuk Beis. The Ramban says over here the same Yisod, and that is. You're about to go ahead and try to conquer a foreign country or a foreign piece of property. So what do? You send reconnaissance mission, correct? You want people to reconnoitre the land. This is the norm. Before you're about to capture a piece of property, you have to go ahead and find out the lay of the land. Find out exactly what kind of fortifications there are, how to go about approaching it, how to attack it strategically. What's the best approach? All this was pleasing the eyes of Moshe Rabbeinu. Why, says the Ramban? Does the Ramban say here in the Vayishlach the same as it says by Noach? The Torah has a principle, Ein Somchim Al Hanes. Thank you. The principle is not to rely upon miracles, but whatever we do has to be done b'hishtablus. And the Ramban says over there that they have to ambush, and they have to plan, and they have to strategize, whatever is necessary. It has to be done, shall we say, with the proper hishtablus. And therefore, Yaakov Avinu acted in a similar kind of fashion. Yaakov Avinu also, that when he heard that Esau was coming with 400 armed soldiers, so despite the fact that Hashem promised him, Mishmaratim Udal Asher Delech, I will guard you, I will protect you. Correct? Yaakov says the Ramban again, going back to the beginning of the Ramban, Lo batach mitzikasa. He did not rely on his righteousness, but rather Yaakov Avinu prepared himself accordingly, b'derech hateva. And as the Ramban explains, he prepared himself how? L'doron, l'tfila, l'melchama. That was the, shall we say, the fourth item mentioned over here. And this is a very important yisod. And so, by the way, Rashi quotes, and Ramban also mentioned this, and I won't have time probably to discuss it, but that is that Yaakov also was afraid, the Gemara Brachas, you remember the Gemara Brachas, Katonti Nikola Chasodim, Shema Nismatu Zchuyosai. Maybe I lost my Zchuyot, maybe I no longer am worthy, correct, because of my Averas, and the like, Shema Yigmachet. And that's why also, but the Yisod of doing things with Zerach HaTeva is a very fundamental Yisod, and we are not into skulis, and we're not into, shall we say, somehow assuming we're going to throw offer up into the heavens and it's going to turn into weaponry and rockets and nuclear physics is going to occur. Doesn't work that way. We operate b'derech hateva, and anyone who knows very well, in fact, I just recently encountered, I don't have a pasuk in Tehillim, but I recently encountered, thank you, a pasuk in Tehillim. I'm recently saying a lot of these chapters because of what's going on with Klal Yisrael. In Tehillim, there are three prokem in Tehillim that are very similar to each other. And they are Ayin Tes and Memdalid and Peh. The themes are very similar. Namely, the themes are that we are being overrun and ravaged by non-Jews, unfortunately. So one of the psukim, I actually alluded to this the other day, maybe last week, I don't remember anymore. Memdalid, Pasuk, Zayin, the Pasuk says, Tehillim, Kilo, V'kashti, Eftoch, V'chavi, Lo Tosheini. I don't rely on my keshet. I don't rely on my what? On my bow. Lord, does my sword save me? So even though you have to have a keshet, you have to have a cherub, but ultimately we rely on Ribbono Shel Olam. Who quotes this, by the way? A Klal Yisrael needs both. We need an army, we need a keshet and a cherub, but we also need, obviously, tefillah and Hashem Yisbarach. Right, I mentioned, excellent, wow. I mentioned the Unkelus at the end of Parshas Vayechi. Hashem Lokachti Miyadu Emori V'chavi V'kashti. The one who quotes this, the Ramban refers to this at the end of Parshas B'Shalach. Ramban says that there, when they fought Amalek, so what happened? There were two fronts. One front was Moshe Aaron, Bechur, other Moshe Agiva. They're busy engaging in tefillah. Thank you for the dramatics. And then the Torah also tells us that Vayachlos Yoshua es Amalek mesamalek v'chorev. It mentions very clearly that they had such soldiers in the battlefield. So the Ramban says that this is a model for Klal Yisrael. The model is two fronts. We have Tzahal, Tzva Hagadah Yisrael, for those who have heard of such a army, prestigious army that we have here. At the same time, we have ultimately Yibam Shalom, that he's responsible. And that's the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah. What's the Mishnah say? Yadav Shal Moshe, Osos Milchamos, something like that. Bom, 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 bom. I don't remember the exact thing, and I'm not too good at the good. Anyway, so it says over there, Elav is man she Yisrael, Mistakul Kapi Mala, Umashav Meslim Lav Yeshua Shabayim. As long as we realize whom the source of our Hatzlacha is, namely Vibanosha Olam, so then, of course, we will prevail. But if we don't realize that, then, of course, we are lost. So the Rabban is saying this Yisrael over here, very fundamental Yisrael. And if you look at all Sefer Yoshua, you'll see in Sefer Yoshua, in the very beginning, at the end of Perek Yud, at the end of Perek Chavav, Chav Zayin, you say there, all over Sefer Yoshua, you have the same idea, the same Yisrael. Namely, that guess what? That who is ultimately fighting our battle? Yibanosho Olam. But obviously, you have to put foot soldiers and tanks and, shall we say, planes and what have you in the field. So that's what Ramban saying in Yisod here, that we operate in a dual kind of way. And the best of the principle in some kind of this. Yes, Ramban says
something. I haven't actually seen it for myself, but isn't the Ramban's view on medicine that like only somebody who doesn't have complete...
You are asking in this outstanding kasha, Ramban Chukosai, that seems to be so, said this Ramban. Another stira, since we're holding by stiras, but this stira needs a few hours to resolve. And I can't do it right now. But when we get to the Chukosai, I will have to. Maybe we'll discuss the Ramban if you remind me. Nachlokes the Ramban and the Rambam. And the Rambam, of course, says about this Ramban without mentioning my name, the Pirush HaMishnah Yisem Sochet. He points out, Hasla Haskir, Yishtaka Chadav V'lo Yomer. Ramban says absolutely unbelievable things. But it could be the Ramban is talking only about some ideal, utopian, idyllic kind of state. That's what the Ramban is saying, what he's saying over there. When Klal Yisrael is completely Somichan Hashem Yisbarach, we're at such a high level. But assuming we're not at that level, Ramban actually refers to Gemara Brachas. Machlok is in the Gemara Brachas, 2 days of the Gemara. And the last paragraph, you remember that? Oh, you weren't here. So you're not obligated to remember that. But the 2 days of the last paragraph of Brachas, where the Gemara discusses whether when a person goes to a doctor, or Fakadah's Dab, that was the medicine of Chazal's time, the question is, do you say that Yehei Esek Zed Lidu Refuah Kikel Rofi Nema Rachmanata? And the Rabban refers to that Gemara. The Gemara has two opinions. Or no, basically it's Hashem. Hashem is the one who's taking care of everything and we rely completely on him. So that's what the Ramban says in an ideal situation with somebody in the second position. That's what Ramban talks about over there. The Yossi Sel Shleimim Bechem Rabim with somebody in Hashem. The way they did in Tanakh, they went to a Navi. Navi would tell them what exactly the problem was. But that's an ideal matzah. Here the Ramban is not talking about not an ideal matzah. And therefore we have to do Ishtadlus. So I say there's no stira. I want to be asking this to you, of course, that you are asking, but many talk about this problem. Okay, anyway, the Ramban here is telling us a very important yisod in the life of Klal Yisrael, in the life of any Jew. Namely, that how do we conduct our lives? We conduct our lives with a combination of Hishtadlus and also Tzvila. No question about it. In every area of our lives, whether it's Shiduchim, whether it's Panasa, whether it's business, whether it's whatever it may be, we have to have this combination, this harmony between the two shiduchim. We can't simply expect min hashamayim a shidduch is going to come through the window, and some shall we say young damsel will appear through the window and will somehow want to marry us. We have to be mishtadel. What does mishtadel mean? You have to go out. You have to make inquiries. You have to find out. You have to be mishtadel. Of course, all means min hashamayim. The Gemara says a shidduchim are all min hashamayim. Min haTorah, min haNeviim, min haKsuvim. The Gemara brings Raya from Torah, Neviim, and Ksuvim, and the same applies to business. Parnasa is all Miyad Hashem, completely Miyad Hashem. So what does that mean? I should sit back and not do anything? Not go to school? I don't have to go to school. I'm going to become a doctor. I'm going to do surgery without going to school. Why? Because my name is a Chazanish. And I can do surgery without going to school. That is absolute balderdash. From beginning to end.
Like,
Chazanish did not do surgery. They claim he advised doctors on how to go about doing surgery. In fact, I see that in all the books about the Chazanish. I don't exactly know what that means. I don't think he was trained in medicine. I don't want to be called a kofar here, because otherwise people, I'm sure, might call me a kofar. I don't know what exactly the Chazanish did. It's not clear to me. But one thing I do know. If I don't go to medical school, I do not do surgery. And if I do, I'll tell you what should be done to me. I should be taught and fettered, arrested, thrown into a bar, into a dungeon, and they keep me thrown away. Anyway, so one has to, if one wants to be a doctor, one has to go to medical school. And one wants to be a dentist, one has to go to dental school. And if one wants to be an engineer, one has to go to engineering school. And one has to make the proper status. Obviously, the ultimate Hatzlacha, Siyata Dishmaya, is going to be based on Hashem is Barach. But one cannot simply expect Nisan. And obviously, what exactly one's level of the Tachan is, and the Shtablis, how much, again, depends probably on where one is at, etc. And the Ramban is talking about an ideal that you are referring to. Mamish an ideal matzah. But we are, the principle that Ramban lays down in these two places. I have 10 other places I can show you in the Ramban. I decide one at the beginning of the Torah, one at the end of the Torah, and some of all this. Kalbuch. Okay, I didn't do anything yet. I'm not going to get anywhere. That's 27, yes.
But based on what he's asking, so is Yaakov, isn't that like an ideal, isn't an ideal matzav that you could view so many families?
Kanireh shelo, that Yaakov himself, as the Rambam says, was not Moteach Mitzikoso. Yaakov feels that he's not worthy. Maybe this matzav is for Yosai. Maybe Shem Yigim Achet. If Yaakov Avinu feels that way, trust me, Avisha David 10,000 times has to feel that way. Because I don't come near his toenails. He's not even just he's saying, I don't come near his toenails is blasphemous. So, whatever the case is, I'm just saying to you that this is a fundamental yisod in the Ramban. I just want to mention something else. Derech Agav, I came across it and I thought I had to mention it. Ramban tells you something very interesting here. Ramban writes that the Yaakov shows such covet to Esau. You know the famous Taskim Gal Yatesis. I still like, oh, you found it. You're a tzaddik, you said it. The Ramban here on the bottom, the Taskim Gal Yatesis on the bottom of the page, that Yossi was kind enough to Xerox. You know, Chazal, you know the Psukim? Are you familiar with the Psukim? That it looks like that Yaakov is involved in all kinds of, how shall I call it? What kind of behavior? Fawning behavior. What do I mean by that? Behavior which is, the kind of obeisance that Yaakov is demonstrating to Esau is mind-boggling. What am I talking about, Ben? What am I referring to? Correct. All the bowing. And what seems to be, absolutely, how many times is he called in Adon, according to Chazal? Correct? Again and again and again. It seems to be very fawny kind of behavior, incredible obeisance. So guess what the Dasken Bala Tessus here says? He says on the bottom of the page that guess what? Yaakov Avinu was punished because of this kind of behavior. He writes over here on the bottom of the page. You see that? You quoted it, didn't you? Lepisha Kara Adon, because he called him Adon, Nenash. Omer lo Yisparach. Hashem said, Ani amarti v'rav yavod zayir. I told you, Hatocha v'rav, the older brother is going to be subjugated to the younger brother. V'yata k'rasa Adam shvod apami. And you called in 8 times, Adam. And as a result, he said to Yaakov Avinu, can't read this completely, Chayech ha-shimu chushmona melachem ha-esav. There are going to be 8 kings that will reign because of Shimu melech ha-yisrael. And that's the psukim at the end of Pashas. Where is this parasha found? Ve'el ha'vlochem ha'shavoch ve'eretz Edom l'vnei v'loch melech v'nei Yisrael. Where is that pasuk found? The list of all the v'lochim of Malchi Esav. Where are they found? In what parasha? So these things you should know
early
by heart.
Bereshis.
What?
That wasn't early
Bereshis. No, it wasn't early Bereshis. Josh, you should know these matters. A man of your stature.
Referring to Har Seir?
Sorry? No, but you remember all the v'lochim that the Torah describes, their famous parasha of all the v'lochim. Where else do you think it could be found? Where else? Even if you had to guess, I'm sure you could probably figure it out without too much difficulty. Which parasha do you think it is? Was it Vayishlach? The end of Vayishlach, that's where it's found. The end of Vayishlach, we have a whole list of Malachim. 8 Malachim, the Das Kenim says. Why? Because Yaakov Avinu was punished. Before, the name Malachim, Malachim, they yourself. It's a very striking parasha. Why all those Malachim I mentioned? Okay, needs more discussion, which I don't have time for now. The Ramban, what does the Ramban say to this? The Ramban does not agree with the Daskin Bali Atesis. Does not, even though it's in Chazal. But the Ramban operates Lufi Abshat. And the Ramban says something incredibly striking. Now let's see if we have it over here. Yes, we do. Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Kei, page 1. Kosa mul Adoni koma adcho Yaakov. Says the Ramban, Tzivosom shiyom mul Adoni Esav, anachnu Shelo, Shluchim Elav, Lemelo, Komad, Yaakov, Laban Garti, Bidomel of Apasha, Lemiato, Shikro, Yaakov, Bifneim, Adoni Esav, Yaakov, in front of them, told them, Adoni Esav. Even when he wasn't speaking to Esav directly, he's speaking to the Shluchim, he's telling them also, Adoni Esav, Laziram, to teach them, Shul Yaskiru, Afil Shalom Befada, that even not in the presence of Esav, how should they describe Esav as Adoni? Rak derech kavah birosim ki adonam kari yosav adoni. Rabban asks, what's all this? Why is that so? Because Yaakov calls Esav, his brother Adoni, even Shalom Befada. Apparently he feels constrained to show kavah to his brother Esav, even Shalom Befada, but he's not there.
Why do you have to interpret it that way? Why can't
Rabban says that.
Why couldn't interpret it just be that he was telling his servants, this is how you should.
No, I agree with that. I think Rabban is saying that. But the Rabban contends,
he's adding a little bit more to
that. Rabban is saying, correct,
which,
that this was
problem,
a...
Which is problem.
Apparently, no, what the Rabban apparently means is trying to stress that somehow this was the kavod that Yaakov felt Esau was deserving of. So the question is, why is he doing all this?
I thought it was more of a protection.
Okay, good. You may, something before I should say what you said. Rabban goes further, as you pointed out correctly. The question is, why is Yaakov in Mechavet Esav Ad Demekach? So the Rabban says the following. The last paragraph here. B'daki HaKavod Hazeh, She'Yaakov Oseh Le'Ochiv, B'Pachadeto Le'mor Adoni V'Avdecho, that's what you just said, Yoni. Yoni Vardishlit just pointed this out. Namely, that Yaakov clearly, Mitov Pachad, what does that mean? Because of fear, he says to his brother Adoni V'Avdecho, but he goes further. B'Avur Ki Aminu Mitzoyer, Los his mouth of a covenant of Abachor, Kilu who of it. What does Rabban say? The meaning is that a younger brother should show kavod to an older brother, Kilu who of it. As if what? As if he's the father. Kashi Ramzalan Gama Torah is a very famous, the way we chazal derive this from our pasuk. Kabein, S, the rabbis of Chichan Noah. That's why my brother, Shlita, he's always mechavid me. There's no reason to be mechavid me. My brother certainly has no reason to have me. He's way beyond me. He's a different planet. And I am basically a piece of dust compared to my brother in everything. And yet he's mechaber me. Why? So kadimeh, I came to Maskona because this pasuk. Kabin es avicha, es imecha, es the rabbis of chich agadah. We're not dealing with subis. There is a very fascinating Ramban about this also, but it's not for now. Anyway, but the Ramban says, so apparently Yaakov Avinu feels the need to what? To be mechaber his older brother, based on the salach. And the Nafi Mina is, this is a very famous discussion. Rabban, the Rabban, one moment, we're getting to that. Rabban's also aware of this. We're getting to it in one moment. Why is, what, is this didn't apply after the father dies? The halacha of the Rabban's S. So it depends what the din is based on. Is it based on halacha Kibbut Avay? So then, of course, once the father's not around, there's no longer Kibbut Avay. If it's not based on Kibbut Avay, because then different halacha, we have to see exactly what that is, then it still applies. That's Nafi Mina, that we show in Machlokes the Rabban and the Rabban. But one second, let me just finish the piece. V'inei, says the Rabban, Yaakov lakav b'chor asa, Yaakov already had what? Had taken the b'chorah. V'yes b'rchasa, and he took, of course, not just the b'chorah, he took the brachas. V'esav sotem oto alayhem. What does that mean, esav sotem oto? Hayden, it's a pasuk chumash. V'yistom esav es Yaakov. The only time this word is found in the entire Torah. V'yistom esav es Yaakov, ala bracha shebercha ome. Ayo, Esav Elivo, Yikum Lumeiv Elavi, Vagos, Yaakov Achi. Once when the Avelos of my father comes, I'm going to get rid of him. Correct? And that's when Rivka comes into the picture. Says the Ramban, further Vata, Ayo Marilo, so what is Yaakov showing to him? Yaakov is showing to him, Ki Lein HaBachira, Ki Lein HaBachira, He Yetz Lokul. What Yaakov wanted to show Esav? That basically, what is he saying? He wanted to remove the Oketz of Sinah. How do you translate that into English? Remove the sting. The sting of the Sinah. How? By showing him that really, that which I took, you hate me because I took the Bechorah and the Brachas, I'm showing you covered, I want to show you the Mechira really has no value. Ki lo'ena Mechira etzli klum. Ki you noig bo ki chlo ki Bechor, and I'm knowing, I treat you as if you are the Bechor, v'av, as if you are the father, lo'otzi esem astemim b'libo. Why do you do all this? In order to dull, in order to moderate the Sina that obviously Esav would have had from him. So this is really incredible. Now the question is this, and this is what Yoni, what you are seemingly implying, one second, it sounds like what Yoni, if I understand it correctly, what's going on over here? The Midah Yaakov Avinu is what? Is Midas HaEmes? Is this Midas HaEmes? Sounds like, why is he treating him with cover? Why is he calling him Adoni? Because Basically, he wants to dull, how do I put it, to take off the edge of the sinah by showing him covered, by showing him the acheretz. So the answer to this question, I believe, lies in another Ramban that I mentioned already once before, the Perek Hafei. Did you do that? Pasuk Lamadal, I don't know if I wrote it down or not. I don't remember anymore what I wrote down. But the Perek Hafei, maybe I didn't write it down. Vayivez Esav as HaBechorah, that Esav despised the Bechorah. I discussed this, actually, by the way, a little while ago. Why did Esav despise the Bechorah? So I explained to you, because the Ramban says he was what? He was a man who was only interested in the here and now. Do you recall by saying that? That his interest was basically, he was a glutton, the Ramban says, a zol v'sove, and he had no patience for the long term. I mean, the same problem exists today. People come to yeshiva and have difficulty learning Gittin. And they tell me that Gittin is not interesting, and who cares about it, Mesir Kasi, Mesir Kasi, what does it do for my life? And why do we have to not, it's one thing to learn the Gemara, then you have to go through a Ran, and a Ramban, and a Rabban Ephraim, and a Balabar. Who cares? Why does it? It doesn't talk to me. It doesn't talk to my life. What does it do for me? What does it help me? Morei Basira, Morei Chasima. Enough. Leave me alone. What do you want from me? The answer is, these are people who have a very short-term kind of look, and they don't have a long-term outlook. Maybe I'm being unfair. Am I being unfair?
No.
Thank you. I'm happy you are, Baruch Hashem, a good man. Calls a spade, and I have to agree with you. A chzil, a fool, is someone who has no understanding that you don't, overnight you don't conquer Mount Everest. Overnight you don't, shall we say, climb to the highest peak. It takes a while. Don't they have to attach each other, or be attached to each other on those spikes, and they go up little by little, and sometimes you fall back, hopefully not, shall we say, all the way down, and little by little you get up there. I gave the mushroom, I gave it all the time, and I give it this year already, of the football field and getting down the field, correct? With grinding out yardage. Do you remember that?
I do.
Thank you. They're grinding seemingly small, it's a short story. And little by little you get down, as opposed to everyone wants to have a shot, everyone wants to have an 80-yard touchdown pass over there, and every pass should be an 80-yard touchdown pass, and three quarters of them are intercepted or fall somewhere, who knows where. And that's not the way it works. You have to work. You have to have blockage and yardage and scrimmages and playbooks that are 3,000 pages, all these little, shall we say, plays that they have. You would know about this thing over there from Dallas, Texas. That's the football town. The football town, Gollum is there. Anyway, of course, it comes with a price. It comes with all those, what do they call them? The cheerleaders. I don't exactly know, but that's to do with football. Not catching the other football.
What?
That's correct. Ahmad Litzan is right. So the answer is because, you know, football is still football. It's dry with all these. The excitement comes with the cheerleaders. That's when the excitement comes. That's where the Bayu B'nei is B'nei Sa'adam Kitev Yaseyna. Bayu Cholev Noshim Kal Hashem B'chor. That's basically beauty and the beast. And it's mostly the beast. As opposed to beauty has to be redeemed. Just like sexuality has to be redeemed, beauty also requires redemption. So Yisod of Asal of Ejik. So also, it's all the same Yisod. The Yisod being that if you have no values in your life, that's all you see is the girl, and basically the girl becomes an object of your adoration because of her, shall we say, physiology, as opposed to because of her intelligence, because of her brains. It's essentially, it's a kind of, I call it, looking at the person without really seeing what the human being is all about, the personality, the inner, the pneumius, it's all chitzonius, and that's the problem with dating, shall we say, when a person is dating in the high school age. Why are you dating in high school age? You have no intention of getting married. What's your interest? So the guy I told you, who had a chavrusa with a girl who's 13 years old, I'm Bama Altera. This discusses this Ramban. But before he knew it, they discussed the Ramban in the bushes. Wow. They had to go to the bushes in order to discuss the Ramban. Otherwise the Ramban couldn't be discussed properly. I imagine it was so profound that you had to go into hiding, you had to go into seclusion in order to understand the Ramban. The kids of the Ramban, over here going back to the Ramban, he says by Esav, and by Esav and Yaakov Avinu, that he's a seal, Esav. He's interested in eating and drinking the here and now. He has no long-term vision. Hashem and Yaakov Avinu, he has a long-term vision. Chacham Eina Barosho, that's the Ramban writes. We discussed this Ramban. Didn't we talk about it? The Ramban the Chumash.
Tuesday night year.
Okay, I don't remember anymore. But anyway, the Ramban writes this very clearly. So my point is that this is a very fundamental distinction between. So now in Yaakov Avinu, what exactly is he saying to Esav? He's saying, Ki'ilu, where the Ramban said over here, Ki'ilu eina mechira klum. The mechira, I don't believe he was really necessarily doing this simply in order to to engage in any kind of fawning, what's the other word I'm looking for? Sycophantic behavior. He was not necessarily looking to be sycophantic. What do you call it? The word you use is the more, say, basic kind of term. What?
Sucking up.
Exactly. Kissing I just up. Don't like that term. I can't deal with
kissing
it.
Kissing up.
Okay. You know, all those terms that we like, I can't even, I can't express it. Just not Lashon Nekiya, if you have his 19. Maybe it is Lashon Nekiya. Is it Lashon Nekiya? I don't think so, but okay. I try to use Lashon Nekiya when I can, which is 99% of the time. Once in a while I get carried away. Whatever the case is, I don't even say the word S-H-U-T-U-P. I find that to be very gas, very, my father showed if I would use such a term to my brother, whomever, my father would wash my mouth with soap. What? I love my cassette. He asked liquid or solid? Oh shit, he's such a wonderful fellow. Now, how did I get off to this? Oh, yeah, so Yaakov Avinu is the Midas HaEmes, but the Ramban claims over here that essentially what Yaakov is doing is that he's trying to, by saying Adoni, 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 he's not engaged in any of these two expressions that you just described, but rather he's saying to Esav, in reality, the Mechira really, Eina Mechira Ahi Etzlo Klum, and simply I want to honor you, Kirum Erko. Of course, the reason why he took the Bechora, or the reason why he in fact took the Bracha, is because of the Nevuah of Rivka, and also because he had the long-term vision, and therefore the Brachas were much more, shall we say, suited for him, as opposed to Esav. But in reality, he's Mechavid Esav. He's Mechavid of Kirum Erko. Okay, I want to get back to the issue.
It seems though like he's saying the same thing as the other Mefarshim. He's really just doing that word that he's...
Why is it the same as the other question? It's not the same.
He's kind of doing it out of fear, as to protect.
No, he begins that way. The Ramban says out of fear, but the Ramban writes further, and that's I think what he's saying in the Hemshech of the Ramban. Not like that. He's saying that it's true that he said Adoni Avdecha. There was a certain fear, unquestionably, but the Ramban says ultimately it was based on a cheretz and respect that Yaakov had for his brother. For an older brother. That's unbelievable.
Wow.
I know, you know, I read an article recently, I should mention say it out. Because an article someone wrote, Rabbi Yitzchak Adelstein. You know who he is? He's the father of Rabbi Willick, Rabbi Moshe Willick from L.A. Someone wanted Rabbi Alabat to put it on my stand one day. And so he writes there that people should be careful when they speak about the President of the United States, the what they call again, the President-elect of the United States. They should be careful, namely how they describe him. They shouldn't describe him as using a certain term. What term is he? He mentioned it outright. They shouldn't call him that Schwarzer, because that's not a very nice term. I don't think so. Even in, I don't know if they use such a term in Dallas, if I've never heard of it. Maybe they did. They should. That term is not a term of endearment, it's a term that's used in a very pejorative kind of way. And we should have no chutz for people who are blacks and the like. Anyway, why am I saying all this? I think Yaakov Avinu, it's true there was an element of pachad yoni. But at the same time, Rabban says that Yaakov had actually the cheres for his brother, and that's what he's expressing. Let me just mention two more things. I want to answer first the kasha, the steer that I asked you before. There's another Ramban. I hope you did this Ramban. In Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Ches, I think it was. I don't remember now.
Page 3.
Thank you. The other side of this. Okay, so look at Lamed Beis, Pasuk Ches. Thank you very much. Either Ramban says, another very significant Ramban. He's talking about that after the Hishtablus of Yaakov Avinu, apparently he was successful. In what respect? When Esau saw the cupboard Yaakov Avinu was showing him, look at the bottom paragraph. You see page number, what did it say on it? 3?
Yeah.
Okay, look at the bottom where it says Abel Basov. You see that? I'm skipping the whole first part. You see that?
Yeah.
Abel Basov, Kasherah, Kavod HaGadosh HaOsel LeYaakov. When Esau saw the cupboard that Yaakov was showing him, Asher Hishpil Asmel Lepanov Shishtak Va'atz HaShem Apodim Meirach HaKagishto, and he bowed down 7 times, Nichmu Rachabam. What does that mean? His mercy was aroused. The Chasha Beisa Thuaki Hu Mode Bibchorasa Ubdulasa Olav Kashefi Vashti. That obviously this is a sign that what is Yaakov in effect doing? Yaakov is Mode. Yaakov acknowledged that really he's the Bechor and he's the person who's the older brother. Beisnachim Azeh. And with that he was comforted. And then the Rabban ends with the following statement. Ki Halavavos Lashem Eimo. That, what does that mean? The hearts belong to whom? Belong to Hashem. What does Hashem have the ability to do? He can direct the person's heart this way or that way. So what does he say here? So A person is obligated to do hishtabas, to try his best to derech hateva, which is what Yaakov was trying to do. He was trying to soften up Esav. He was trying to, shall we say, arouse some element of compassion. But ultimately, when Esav would become compassionate and not really, is dependent upon whom? And Hashem is barach. That's what Ramban says. Despite all the hishtabas on the part of Yaakov Avinu to save himself and Esav, he was not going to be told that his atzlacha in his own actions. But rather, it was all ultimately dependent upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And with this, I want to be miyashe, the original stira, I asked, namely, I told there's a stira in the Ramban, Vayetzir Vayishlach. Beginning of Vayishlach, the Ramban says that Vayishlach Malach Mayatzidem, he sent the Malach to save him. In Pasha Vayetzir, the Ramban says that Yaakov Avinu is the separate Madrega, namely that Hashem is Baruch, is the one who directs and orchestrates, on the bottom of page number 4, Hashem orchestrates his Hatzolah. So the answer is, I believe, that in Hanami, that Hashem actually fulfilled that haftacha of Ushmartich l'chal asher telech. What did he do? He was mate lev shel Esav. Hashem inclined the heart of Esav to become what? Compassionate. And to become softened. And also I'm saying the following. That it's not the, one second, not it's not the malachim. All the malachim that carried out the shlichus of Yaakov that gave the present to Esav, etc. They were the ones who saved Yaakov Avinu. They were simply, shall we say, shluchim. They were, how do we call them? Emissaries, or they were agents, if you will. And the Ramban, I want to be medak in his lashon. If you look carefully in the lashon, the Ramban in Vayishlach, the first line, Nichtav ha'parsha azos lodiya ki hitzil HaKadosh Baruch Hu es abdo hu geholo mi'akosu gmenu. What does that mean? Who was the one who saved Yaakov Avinu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem was the one who saved him. He was the one who redeemed him. But then it says, Vayishlach malach Ramban said Vayatzileyu. The Hatzalah was al Yidei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what function did the Malachim have? They were simply shluchim. They were only emissaries. And that's why the Ramban quotes the Pasuk, which I can only know from Bamidbar. I don't know any other Pasuk that says like, Vayishlach malach Vayatzileyu. Only the Pasuk in Bamidbar that I recall, the Ramban quotes that Pasuk, which talks about Gulas Mitzrayim, that was al Yidei HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Because we know that it's true that who was the messenger to carry out the Gula in Egypt? Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what the Pasuk is talking about. Vayishlach malach Vayatzeinu Mitzrayim. Vayatzeinu Mitzrayim is Moshe Rabbeinu. But whom the Gula of Mitzrayim was carried out by whom? We know it was carried out by whom? By whom? By Hashem. How do we know that? We say it in the Haggadah Shal Pesach. Ma katub Haggadah Shal Pesach? Lo adidei malach v'lo adidei salach v'lo adidei shaleach el HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo v'atzmo. Avilu etzah Sfaradim omrim etzah. Nachon? We say it Ashkenazim and Sfaradim. It was Hashem who did it. And we know from the Parshin Bo. That's why that night is called Leil Shimurim Hu Lashem Lotziyam Eretz Mitzrayim. Hu Alayla Azeh Lashem Parshin Bo. I found that on the spot. Hu Alayla Azeh Lashem Shimurim Hu Leisol Darosa. It was Ribbono Shel Olam who actually did it. So in effect, there's no stira. Because the one who actually effected the Hatzolah was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What? Exactly. What I'm saying is, Ramban is saying the first two yisodas are really exactly the same. And they are that Yaakov was not, did not rely on his own tzidkis, but Yaakov did the hishtabas that he had to do, but ultimately, the one that's responsible, of course, is Hashem Yisbarach. It's not Kochim Yotzi V'yadi Shosol De'Sachai L'Azeh. Asolezi was very opposed. I remember in the, already, I understood, I wasn't there in the Rav Shia at the time, but I heard already in the 50s when here in the state of Israel, on Yom HaTzvut, they used to go ahead and parade all the military weaponry, all their equipment, all their planes, which, by the way, who does this? Only the communist countries. Russia used to do it all the time. China used to do it all the time. And the Rav said that was a violation of this pasuk, Kochav Yotzim Yodeh, so this Achayel Azeh. That's an indication that we are the ones, we are the responsible for, shall we say, I don't know if you ever saw the Gilbert and Sullivan opera. I don't know if you're familiar with those operas. Maybe in Dallas, there they probably give education, there they don't engage in that. You remember the Mikado?
Who?
Mike, from Columbus, Ohio, says, I'm not to be believed. You're in the Shear. David, did you know you're in the Shear?
I'm in the
Shear? Yes, according to my list.
but
what was that?
I don't know how to
do the Shear. Okay, so I didn't know that. It says on the list you're in my Shear.
Oh.
Okay, should be Batzliach. Okay, he's a wonderful fellow. What was I about to tell you?
Was that the Mikado?
Ah, you have the cap that my page. You know that Mikado opera?
It's the one.
You recall that? You know when the last time I saw that? It was over 40 years ago.
What opera?
I think it's Mikado. The Power of Dependence. The Power of Dependence?
Oh, that.
My father Sean was very good. What?
Was that the one with the orphans?
Yes. You know that? How do you know
it? Our school.
Went there.
Mikado.
Excellent. Okay, anyway. Let me just say one more thing. I didn't realize it was time. I can't believe this. I didn't know anything yet. I got to say one more thing, and then you can speak. And that I wanted to really, there's a remez here, the Doros, and there's a very famous remez, and that's what you asked me about. A number of things, and I didn't ask you the Zerach of the Ramban. Yaakov prepared himself for three things, the Doro, the Tfilo, and the Chama. And the Chazal comment I heard from our salvation, when not in the state of Israel, before he was about to go ahead and go through a peace treaty with Sadat. You remember, I mean, you don't remember, but you read about undoubtedly the peace treaty. So Menachem Begin came to the United States, and both two sets of Gedolei Yisrael, first he met Rav Soloveitchik, and then he met Rav Moshe and Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, and Rav Hutner, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. He met, and both sets of Gedolei told him to study this parsha, because the Ramban writes in this parsha that this is the parsha of Golus, and this is the parsha we have to examine to know how to interact with Esau of the Dori Doros. And there are many, many interesting things that Ramban quotes, and some of them are found over here. For example, the Pasuk says in Tess, Ramban says that we divide our, shall we say, it means don't put all your eggs in one basket. We should be divided so this way, if the enemy comes and attacks us, we're not going to be chas v'sholem eliminated. It means we'll have others elsewhere. And the Ramban goes through a whole series of, I don't know if you have all the Rambans here, but the Ramban has a Pasuk Tes, and I saw a Pasuk Yud Zayin, the Ramban also in Perek Lama Gimel, Pasuk Yud Dalid, and Perek Lama Gimel, Pasuk Yud Ches. I wrote down for myself a whole list of Rambans. That's a similar, the Doros HaBoyim, how we have to prepare ourselves. The Doro, the Tfilo, the Mokoma. That's all the Ramban, the Ramban writes here, Pasuk HaBov, Malachi Gibore Koach, and Seid Varo, and then the Ramban again, in Perek Lama, hey, Pasuk Yud, I have about 9 Rambans. Where again and again and again, I just want to mention one Ramban, which is the beginning of this parasha. In Pasuk Dal, the Ramban says, Esau was dormant, Yaakov should not have started up with him. He shouldn't have started with him. The Medrash compares it to Machzik was the Kelev, a dog is, shall we say, minding its own business. And you decide to go ahead, and guess what? You grab the ears of the dog. And what happened? The dog begins to yelp. And that's what happened. Esau is a dog, and Esau is doing his thing, and Yaakov is doing his thing. What are you bothering him for? Leave him alone. He's dormant. By sending, by Yishlach Yaakov Alachim the father of Esav Alachim. Who asked him to start with Esav? Everything was quiet. Chazal take him to the task. Machzik was the killer. I forgot how it goes. Ladakoy the Malach. He's going on his own merry way. He's not bothering anybody. So what are you doing? And that's exactly what Ramban says, that we also suffer from this phenomena. And I mentioned this already a few weeks ago in my Elvis Hill on the bottom. That even though something may not be correct, if the others do it, it becomes etched in Jewish history. The Doro Doros. Okay, let me just end with just what I asked you before. Where else do you find these three things, the Doro, the Tfilo, and the Chama? With which other people do you have this concept? Number one, Avraham Avinu. Excellent. Josh Behar Shalita. Where do you see this by Avraham Avinu? Pasuk says, Vayigash Avraham Bayoma. Namely, where did Avraham Avinu Vayigash Bayoma, with reference to whom?
Stone,
correct. And the Rashi, of course, quotes it in Chumash. Rashi says, "Vayigash Avraham." Here it is. Perek Yudches Pasuk Chav Gimel. Matzino Hagasha. We find Hagasha for three different things. Ladaber Kasha. See, we're going to speak very strongly with Stone. With the Pius, with Hashem rather. Ladaber Kasha. The Pius, the Vayis Hashem with the Tefila, and we find the same three things over here. The Dara, the Tefila, and the Chama. That's two places so far. Avraham Avinu and Yaakov. Where else do we find it? By Yehuda. Where else do you, what do you find by Yehuda? Vayigash Elav Yehuda, Chazal say also, he was ready for what? Pius, to Yosef, Tfila, and if necessary, I will huff and puff and blow your house down. There's a medrash, unbelievable medrash, the beginning, have you ever saw the medrash there? Beginning by Yigash, wow, what a medrash, I should read it here, this medrash, I can't do it right now. Because the medrash describes what was going on between these two titans, and that is a pasuk, which we say actually in the Mizmar, of the daily Mizmar, Kinei Amlochid Noyadu Abu Yachda. Who the Melochid that we're talking about? Yehuda and Yosef. Emaro, Kaitalo, Deval, Nepazu, Rodach, Azosam, Shom, Chil, Kayoleda. The Medrash has a description which is beyond belief. You show you the description, you just fall apart. I should read that Medrash. Maybe not now. we'll read it. Anyway, so there also you have the Dorom, the Tefillah, the Muhammad. You also have it. You have it one other place, or two other places. Where else do you have it? By Yoav, it says by Yigash Yoav, and by Eliyahu Hanavi. Also by Yigash Eliyahu. Where are the Eliyahu? By Yigash, by the Har, a Carmel. So this Chazal have a field day. Anyway, this is really.
Is that when he told Hashem?
I'm sorry?
Was
Yigash? Yeah, yeah.
That he came to Hashem.
No, Har HaKarmel, we know what's going on. What's going on over there? What happened to Har HaKarmel? Then also we have Doron Tefillah Melchama, and this is a very a simit for all generations. And by the way, there's one to say here, and maybe I have to be careful about what I'm about to say next. I will be. Namely, there are those who feel, and this, by the way, remember the Gemara Gittin with the Biryomim? They thought they were going to take on the Roman Empire. Those young Biryomim people, and even some people in Hebron who think they're going to take on somehow the Arab world. I'm not saying we don't have to defend ourselves. Of course we do. No question about it. The Arab world that unfortunately wanted to kill us and destroy us and eviscerate us and eliminate us from this country. There's no doubt. But at the same time, we also have to do things with Seiko, and we have to be prepared to use all kinds of different tactics in general when we deal with the Olam, nations of the world. Not everything has to. We don't have to go to war with everything. We don't have to be biryonim. How do you translate the word biryonim?
Zealots.
Zealots, thank you. Zealotry is not always in place. Sometimes it has its place, obviously. But not always, all the time. Anyway, this Ramban here is really laying down the fundamental approaches that we should use. That's Ramban found over here. You do have over here. In Tesla, in the middle of page, is this page 3? Oh yeah, Machaneshul Leflaita, a very important Ramban here. He tells you that this is how a Jew should prepare himself, and this is what they used to do. They used to study this parsha, and I thought, I don't know if you actually Xeroxed that Ramban or not. Maybe you didn't. Maybe I didn't tell you to Xerox it. But the Ramban said that this parsha was the one that was studied by... Yes, it is. Here it is. Ramban discusses this in page number 2. Page number 2, Ramban, top of the page, Rebbe Tassimu, he tells you over here. See on top of the page? Yesh Mezer Remez. If you have a tzaros, I mean, don't bring one after the next. Let there be at least a Rebbe between the tzaros that we have. And next pasuk is called Rabba Yaakov Yocholo. Here's what Ramban speaks about it at great length. What's going to be during times of Shema, the Klal Yisrael will be almost at the point of Achmel and Son disappearing. But I see the Ramban that I'm looking for is not here, and that is the Ramban that says that this is the parsha they used to study before they went to Rome. Ramban writes this very clearly, and that's what Nachum Begin was told by our Soloveitchik and also by Billy Yisrael, Avisha Feinstein, Kavaretsky, and the Rav Hutna, Zechon Mizbacha, Rav Ruderman, I think others, they all told him the same we saw, namely, this is the parsha to be studied before the Ramban is found here. Paraklav Gimel Pasuk Tezva. I don't know if you did this. I don't think you did. I don't see it here. But I Xerox did. Ramban says, Rabbi Sein Rav was there, Odeitza, that when they would, before they would go to Rome, they were told to study this Pasha. And this way, they'll know exactly how to go about approaching an enemy. So we have here a very important Yisraelis in this Ramban. Number one, that Hashem is going to ultimately, we will be saved. Number two, that we have to obviously have Ishtablus. Can't be Somech al Hanes. Number three, what's going to be in the future, the interaction between Klal Yisrael and Esav. And number four, to prepare ourselves, the Dorah, the Tefillah, the Lacham. Okay. I'm sorry. I